I brought a flashlight this morning. I don't know about you, but I love flashlights. Works pretty good. This is actually Emmett's flashlight. We use this oftentimes when we're reading bedtime stories. You know, the batteries seem to be getting a little bit tired. So I thought, what can I put in here that might make it work better? Well, I have this computer doodad that was in my office. I don't even know what that thing is. It came with my phone. Does anybody know what that is? But it seems pretty cool. What is that? It is some kind of plug, isn't it? I figured if it came with my phone, maybe it'll work. It fits. And I'm cross-threading it again. Sounds pretty cool, but it's not doing anything. I got something else. This fits. This is the key to the gas cap on my truck. When I take the gas cap off and put gas in, it makes my truck go. And there's lights on it, so, and it fits. Let's see here. What do you think? Is that going to make it work?
No.
No? What? How'd you know? How'd you know? Because it won't work. Because it's not the right thing. So let's put these batteries back in. Do you think that'll work? Look at that. I didn't even have to click the switch. The batteries are the right thing. And that's the only thing that's going to make it work. Now, these are cool, but they have their specific uses. They won't work. In the Bible reading today, Jesus tells of a vineyard. He tells of his Father in heaven. And he tells of one thing that'll work. See, the people were waiting and they were waiting. They'd been told that there was a Savior coming. But when they saw Jesus, they thought, you know what? I don't think he fits. He's sitting with people that we wouldn't sit with. How could he be the Savior? So they didn't like that and they kicked him out. And they hung him on one of those things. A cross. Why did he allow that? Eric, why did he allow that? Did he die there? Did he die for our sins?
Yes.
Does he love us a lot?
Yes.
Where does he live?
In our hearts.
He lives in our hearts. He did all that so he could live in our hearts. That's right. Sometimes people will say, you know, that's not enough. Sometimes you got to do some really good things to get into heaven. It is important for us to do good things, but is that what gets us to heaven?
No.
What's the only thing that gets us to heaven? Okay, that's what people want us to do, right? Those are things that we do. Good job. Let's try again. Yeah. Believe in Jesus. That's the right thing, right? Watch this. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. The one thing, and I want you guys to know, if you hear nothing else today, only Jesus. He loves you so much that he has promised to live in your heart and to take you to heaven. Don't let anybody take that from you. Okay? Cool deal? He loves you a lot. Should we pray to him? Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here, these guys and gals. We thank you that they know you and that they know that you died on a cross for them. We especially thank you for that, that you know them, that you love them, you live in their hearts, and you always forgive them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a people to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things trusting in you. In Jesus' name, amen.